You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. When record-breaking storms hit over the weekend, Milwaukee firefighters had to completely rethink how they worked. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky appeared yesterday on the Maggie Dawn Show and talked about their response.
We switch our entire mode of communicating and deployment because we know with these things it is going to be a numbers game. For instance, whereas somebody may just occasionally call 911 because they or somebody they observe is having an emergency, in these situations, we know an entire city block or neighborhood or neighborhoods are going to be impacted and are going to be calling. Instead of the normal one-off model where we jog out and you know, go sort out the problem, we go to a task force model so that we group our some of our resources together and they become the sole responders for some of the non-life critical responses. This keeps the rest of our resources available for the life critical.
Chief Lipsky said between Saturday night and early Sunday morning, crews answered more than 600 calls for water rescues, medical emergencies, fires, and more. Lipsky said that pace is unheard of. Going forward, the chief gave a tip to those looking for help.
I want to just point out we have 211 active, and 211 is going to allow for a much more comprehensive conversation about your specific resource needs. Like, you need housing, you need food, you need, hey, can I go back in my house and get my medication? I don't even want to call them weird questions. They're just the reality of life after an emergency.
Governor Tony Evers toured flood-damaged areas yesterday and also declared a state of emergency. In a statement, he said the state is committed to providing every available resource to help impacted residents and to protect critical infrastructure.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service has updated income eligibility guidelines for meals served at schools and daycare programs based on federal poverty levels. The income guidelines updated annually are effective July 1, 2025 through June 30, 2026. The guidelines apply to student eligibility for free and reduced price school meals offered through the National School Lunch and School Breakfast programs and milk offered through the Special Milk Program, along with reimbursement for meals served in child and adult daycare centers and family child care homes participating in the Child and Adult Care Food Program. The guidelines establish that students in a household of four with income of $41,795 per year or less qualify for free school meals. If a household's yearly income is between $41,795.01 and $59,478, children can receive reduced price meals. The state's participating public and private schools and daycares typically provide applications for free and reduced price school meals during registration and in the beginning weeks of the school year. However, applications may be submitted at any time. Only one application is required per household. Based on household circumstances, certain groups are automatically eligible to receive meal benefits with eligibility based on program specifics. To receive the meals for free or at a reduced price, parents or guardians of children who are not automatically eligible must complete a form providing the names and income from all sources for all household members. All information is kept confidential. A Richland County man reported missing has been safely located. Joshua Ray Clark, age 43, was last seen Friday at his home on County Highway C in northern Richland County, between Hub City and Yuba. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports he has been safely located. A structure fire in Muscadet has led to an arrest. Early Thursday morning, around 3:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a structure fire at 19052 Skyline Drive in the town of Muscadet. When emergency responders arrived from the Muscadet Fire Department, Muscadet EMS, and Grant County Sheriff's Office, they found a shed fully engulfed in flames, and there was also fire damage to the residence. All occupants of the residence were able to get out and were uninjured. The shed and contents were a total loss. Due to suspicious circumstances, the State Fire Marshal's Office was contacted and responded to assist with the scene investigation. During the investigation of the fire, Trevor Schoenman, 38, of rural Muscadet, was arrested for disorderly conduct and criminal damage to property. During the arrest of Schoenman, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team, the Richland County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin State Patrol, and Muscadet EMS. This incident remains under investigation. Last week, State Representative Jenna Jacobson and State Senator Brad Paff joined Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden to highlight the negative effects tariffs are having on Wisconsin farmers. During Thursday's event in Westby, Representative Jacobson made it clear that these tariffs are a tax on Wisconsin farmers and families. There will be a free small business clinic Thursday at Western Technical College in Viroqua. The clinic is not only informative, but also convenient to anyone with a busy schedule. There will be a wide variety of sessions to help inform everyone who takes part in the clinic. Nora Rowan Schmidt is a business consultant and the organizer of the event. She says there is information for all types of business owners, including farmers.
This is a clinic that is fantastic, whether you are just starting up and you have an online business, a home-based business, whether you're farming, whether you are a restaurant owner or somebody who has a food truck, or whether you're somebody on Main Street in a brick-and-mortar location. So it really does serve everyone. And we are going to have some of my colleagues at the Universities of Wisconsin from the Food Finance Institute, are experts in dealing with USDA grants and loans, different ways to get farm businesses diversified, and they will be there all day meeting with folks one-on-one and also providing some lecture-style sessions.
The free small business clinic on Thursday at Western Technical College in Viroqua will be held from 9 until 5. There will also be one-on-one sessions, a free lunch, snacks, and coffee throughout the day. Be sure to register if you plan to attend. You can register and find more information at business.wisconsin.edu. You can also contact Nora Rowan Schmidt for a link, or if you have any questions, by email at nora.rougen-schmidt@business.wisconsin.edu or by phone or text at 608-716-9441. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with five home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his ninth home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL. The word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know, until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week, and then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays versus Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kreggers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about three-quarters of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complemented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. There will be a little more of that smoky haze from wildfires here today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.